Rural Focus, broadcasting to WA farmers for over 15 years with Frenchy on Radio West. With what's on around the state, it's the regional roundup on Rural Focus.
It certainly is. Wednesday morning comes around very quickly, but it's always a great segment to catch up with Regional Roundup. And this morning, I'm chatting to Elizabeth Brennan, who was named overall state winner in the recent West Australian Young Achiever Awards. Hello, Liz. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. How are you going?
Very well. Thank you for being with us today, and congratulations on your win.
Thank you very much. It's been my face was hurting so much from smiling and excitedly. I was excitedly shaking for days afterwards, so it's been a whirlwind of a week.
I could imagine so. Now, Elizabeth, you were chosen from the six category winners announced the 13th of May at the Parmelia Hilton for the West Australian Young Achiever Awards. Can you tell us a bit about the award you won and how it all came about?
So the awards are the West Australian Young Achiever Awards, are the first time it's been hosted in WA, so it's absolutely phenomenal to be able to have this kind of event to recognise the contributions that young people do make to our great state. I was nominated by a member for the local agricultural region here in WA, Honourable Martin Aldridge, a couple of months ago, and I found out that I was a semi-finalist and I was absolutely tickled pink. So once the votes were tallied, being announced as a finalist up against some really impressive people from right across the state, I was so impressed to see that there were so many regional young people that were recognised doing some really amazing things, from mental health to sports to even in the realm of health as well itself. So phenomenal lineup of people.
Tell us a little bit about your role in the organising committee of the 2015 ANZAC Centenary.
Yeah, definitely. So our little community of Wongan Hills put on an absolute show last year, and we were actually awarded the Community Event of the Year in our local Shire Australia Day Awards as well. So we had a week full of events to commemorate the centenary last year of Australia's landing, or ANZAC landing at Gallipoli, right from an ANZAC biscuit bake-off to a movie night, a themed dress-up at the pub, an awesome commemorative concert on the Friday evening, and then, of course, the dawn service and a pop-up dinner down on the railway line, which was the last place that our soldiers left from Wongan to go to war.
That's right. I heard a lot about that part of it, yeah. And it sounded very special, yeah.
Yeah, and a special tribute to, those Indigenous community members that also travelled, made the ultimate sacrifice in the theatres of war, and it was a native bush foods inspired pop-up feast, so it was very fitting.
Elizabeth, you also volunteered with AusAid in Papua New Guinea for 2 years.
Yes, and that's exactly where I got back from last night. So I was over in my island home away from home. I lived up there for a couple of years volunteering with AusAid as an Australian with Australian Volunteers International, looking at tourism promotion in the New Guinea Islands. So I worked very closely with the provincial government and the National Mask Festival, which for the first time, I think in 9 or 10 years, we actually turned a profit. There's some very big challenges there around gender inequality and corruption. Nothing eclipses the beauty of Papua New Guinea and a very dear and treasured place in my heart. So it was an absolute treat to be able to return back there last week.
Look, Elizabeth, you've certainly been able to accomplish a lot. You're a role model for young women in agriculture. You're also the president of the Australian Women in Agriculture and a member of the World Farmers Organisation Women's Committee. So all that keeps you very busy. But if you had a message for young people in agriculture this morning, what would it be?
I think young people, okay, so two things. First thing, agriculture is one of the most diverse and interesting and exciting industries to be involved in. To young people, I guess I would say that whilst we can't have everything, we can have anything. So the sky's the limit. I never thought at the age of 23 I'd be moving to Papua New Guinea to live and volunteer for 2 years.
A lot of people are just moving out of home for the first time at 23.
Yes, yeah. And, I never would have thought I would have been the youngest ever president of the national organisation in Australian Women and Agriculture. And as you say, let alone represent the oceanic region on an international forum in the World Farmers Organisation Women's Committee, addressing real issues like food insecurity. It's something that we are going to, as a globe, need to come together and collaborate to create solutions for the future, because we all know, coming from the wheat belt, agriculture, well, you know, food might be sexy, but agriculture is not quite there yet. So I think there's a huge potential for young and old to get involved and help create some of those solutions for food security globally.
Well, Elizabeth, once again, congratulations on your award. Congratulations on what you've been able to achieve. And, of course, you were the recipient of Awards Australia Community Service and Volunteering Award. Liz, thank you very much for joining us on Rural Focus this morning. All the best out Wongan Hills Way for a great season. And I look forward to talking to you sometime throughout the year here on Rural Focus.
Thank you so much.